Hello, Manitoba. My name is Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCI FM. Today, we're diving into an exciting project that's transforming the Hudson's Bay Company building in downtown Winnipeg, giving it a new purpose. The Southern Chiefs organization is behind the redevelopment, transforming the space into Wewanet Pukakatawgwin, meaning it is visible in Anishinaabe Mo'in. Can you tell us the inspiration behind turning the old Hudson Bay Company building into Wewanet Pukakatawgwin? And what main purposes will the building serve?
The Wewanet Pukakatawgwin project is about transforming a historic building in downtown Winnipeg into a place for First Nations that can create jobs, create housing, and create a whole multitude of different opportunities for Indigenous First Nations people. We want to create business opportunities for many of our startup businesses, like creating a flea market. We're going to have a restaurant. We'll have our offices in there. We'll have a daycare in there. We'll be having a garden on the rooftop. And so it's about creating partnerships in downtown Winnipeg. A lot of our citizens are in downtown Winnipeg. And so it's really just cementing our footprint there and really creating those strong, solid partnerships with the business community in downtown Winnipeg.
How do you see this project helping to improve the economy and contribute to the revitalization of downtown Winnipeg?
Well, there'll be a million working hours in downtown Winnipeg. We've really pushed to have a First Nations workforce. And so 667 workers have been on site already at the Wewanet Pukakatawgwin. And so we've really pushed for a high percentage of First Nations within the workforce. That's about 77-78% of the entirety of the workforce at Hudson Bay so far have been First Nations people. The crane operator is a First Nations person. And so, you know, we're really pushing to showcase to Canada that major projects like this can have a huge First Nations workforce if we really wanted it, and we're trying to be an example of that.
Looking ahead, how do you see this project helping to address issues like housing shortages and the need for more resources for First Nation communities in Winnipeg?
Well, we'll have over 350 houses there, and so that'll help for low-income housing. You know, it'll tackle the housing shortage that we're starting to see. You know, we've had a huge influx, obviously, of new Canadians, and so we've tried to really focus, though, our efforts on the First Nations population, and so the priority within this project is our First Nations citizens, namely members of the Southern Chiefs organization, but obviously all First Nations and then all Indigenous people as also priorities after that. And so we really want to, make sure that they have that support along with the daycare. The daycare is there to support support families. And so we want to develop this place into somewhere that helps families thrive and have a place in downtown Winnipeg.
What types of housing and services will be available in the building, and how will they meet the needs of First Nations people in Winnipeg?
I think there's some single units, there's family units, two-bedroom units, and even three-bedroom units that will be available there. We have some community common spaces that will be there. There's a walking track on the rooftop. There's going to be, obviously some health services in vicinity. We've been partnered with True North. We're looking at some of the projects on the Portage Place side. And so there's a multitude of different, you know, venues that will be available. Graham is closing, a portion of Graham is closing, I think, very shortly. And so that'll also help to create some more vitality downtown. And so we'll continue to build that up. I mean, obviously, YMCA is there too. We would love to partnership with them. And so there's a lot of ongoing conversations that are occurring to make that living experience great for our citizens.
What specific economic opportunities will the project create for First Nation entrepreneurs and job seekers in Winnipeg?
Some of the, obviously the contractors and as part of the Hudson's Bay sort of development, the contract work, the million hours that's going into that, that's available. We've been doing a call out over the last week or so, and we're going to continue to do that for First Nations contractors in electrical, in a whole list of services that will be involved on our website. We're communicating with our chiefs, and so that's available. Once the building is built, we'll be creating space for all sorts of crafts and vendors. We want to work with an existing or potential First Nations restaurateur. And so we'll look to create partnerships with the economic, with the business community of First Nations, and we'll partner with them to make that happen as much as we can.
Is there anything you'd like to add that I may have not mentioned?
No, we'll likely be starting, I think, sometime next year. Application process for those who want to be residents of the building, and a lot of the sort of the occupancy sort of list, because we'll start to get that out probably within the next year. And so I just want people to take note of that there is going to be units available, and that those units will probably go online in about a year and a half for sure, just to get ready for the opening of the building.
That was Grand Chief Jerry Daniels sharing insight into the Wawinip Pukatagawin project. If you'd like to learn more about job opportunities or what's planned for the building, you can visit the Southern Chiefs Organization website at scoinc.mb.ca. That's all for today. My name is Hunter Shingus, and I'm your community reporter at NCIFM and the Local Journalism Initiative.